how you can learn the basics that you need to do. This is the moment that we're going to get it started right here. So, okay, we got a recording going. Me and Geralyn, we did this tonight. Thank you guys so much for dealing with these technical difficulties. What I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you one of my favorite trainings. I was introduced to network marketing about 17 years ago, and it took me 17 years not to learn how to make this work. It took me 17 years to go through a school of hard knocks to finally get it, that what I thought I got, I didn't get. And the moment I realized that is the moment I really started having success. So I'm going to give you 10 takeaways that if I had learned these things 17 years ago, my 17 years probably would have been a little bit shorter. So let me be that lesson to you. I got introduced to this world 17 years ago. It's not going to take you 17 years because you're in the right place at the right time with the right people that are going to support you. I'm going to give you 10 takeaways that I have taken away from my 17 years, and you're going to love it. So let's go. Takeaway number one. You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it started. You guys like that? You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it started. Who on the line right now suffers from perfectionism? Having to get things perfect. You're thinking about doing a Facebook post. Does it take you 2 hours? Too long. You're thinking about doing a YouTube video. Has it taken you, haven't done it? Too long. In this business, it is an earn while you learn proposition. That means that the more you learn, the more you earn. As you continue to learn, you'll continue to earn. But you have to take the steps to get it going. So number one, you don't gotta get it right. You just gotta get it started. So stop thinking so much and start doing. We got a simple game plan in front of us. Go public. You may not know what you're gonna do after that, but that's okay. You're gonna earn while you learn. Go public, ask the magic question, move them through the tools and get people enrolled. Start doing, you're going to get your most learning from the job learning process. So you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it started. Number two, by learning you will teach, by teaching you will learn. Here, but I'm trying to express to you that you're always wearing guys, I'm back on the line. I think our phone system is just bogging out. We got so many people on the line. So I want you to imagine that you're always wearing two caps. You're wearing the cap as a teacher, but you're also wearing the cap as a student. Or sometimes you're wearing the cap as a student, but you're also going to be wearing the cap as a teacher. What does that mean? That means when you're sitting in a training and you're learning, and you're taking in all of this great knowledge because around us we got a lot of crowns who are giving us their knowledge. We got David Litt, David Sandoval, person to become a better teacher so you can then turn around and implement what you have been taught. Whether you're gonna teach it directly, because there's gonna be times when you're gonna get training that you will turn around and teach directly to your people. But in other cases, there's going to be times when you're going to get training, but you're not going to turn around and teach it to your team members, but rather you're going to take that training, put it into your mind, your heart, and your body so that you can become a better person for your people. So you can become a better coach, a better facilitator, a better trainer for your people, and you're going to implement those skills in yourself so you can become that better person. And there's also times when you're teaching people. I mean, let's say you're getting somebody brand new started, helping them get their first gift card redeemed. Have you ever felt like when you're teaching somebody something that it's not exactly landing with them, that it's not getting to them? Well, that's when you're going to learn how to become a better teacher. Because in this business, it's a business about learning how to influence people to take the steps they need to take to reach their goals. I mean, you have people that want to lose weight. They want to get help. How can you help them take the steps they need to be taking, which is getting on a call, which is handing out a gift card, which is adding someone to a Facebook group, which is getting somebody connected and plugged in at a healthy happy hour or on a three-way call? So when you're helping people do these things, you might realize that people don't always follow what you tell them to do. as a teacher, when you're teaching them this, you're also going to be a student because you're learning how to better influence people. Every time you try to lead somebody to do something, you want to learn how to be more and more effective at leading them to taking the steps they need to take so that they can get to the goals they need to get to. By learning, you will teach. By teaching, you will learn. So continue to learn and teach. Always learn and teach. It's an earn while you learn proposition. Don't be stuck in the mud. Continue learning, continue teaching, continue teaching, continue learning. Next, crawl before you walk and walk before you run. I love this phrase. I use this phrase all the time. What we have is, it's exciting. We want to go out and we want to share it with every single person out there. And when we have brand new team members, sometimes we're so excited, we just want to give that brand new team member all the information they can get. Well, we got to remember, we want to honor all of our brand new team members, our brand new prospects. We want to remember that everyone crawls before they walk and walks before they run. So when you're helping people get started, it's crawl before they walk, walk before they run. Take people gently and kindly through the learning process. Drip on them. Don't pour the whole bucket of water on them. And it even comes to when you're putting yourself through this business. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. You know, you see people who are so amazingly successful and you may think, oh my goodness, I want to be like them. Why can't I be where they are? Well, you have to remember that every single crown started off as a consultant, director, and executive. So crawl before you walk and walk before you run. Know what goal you're at and know what goal you need to be at next, because it's one foot in front of the other. When you take one step at a time to you, you will reach your goals. Now, number four, be a farmer, not a hunter. Be a farmer, not a hunter. This is a great one for me because when I first started in this business, man, I was just about getting the sales. I wanted to get the sales because I thought that this was a business of sales. And boy, was I great at sales. But what I learned quickly in my second, third, fourth, and fifth year of trying to make this work is that if I was only a hunter, if I just went in for that sale and went and looked at the next sale, I was only as good as my last sale. And the reason why I had joined network marketing was because of the entrepreneur dream of residual income. But guess what? Residual income only comes to farmers. So it doesn't matter if you've joined network marketing. You can join network marketing and treat this like a sales business, and you will never enjoy residual income. So you need to join network marketing and treat this like a farming business, like you're a farmer, that you have all of these precious seeds in your hands. And everywhere you go, you plant seeds, and these seeds are people. Seeds are people that you're planting into your soil, and you're tilling the soil, and you're watering the soil. When you're watering soil and you're trying to grow a farm, you're not going to just pour a whole deluge of water over all of your seeds. You're going to slowly drip water into your seeds. You're going to moisten the soil. You're going to make sure that soil is fertile and great for growing plants and growing these orchards. And that's what it is when you're being a farmer here at Network Marketing. You're going to plant seeds with people. And when you think about it, seeds take time to grow, and so do people. So lay off on trying to beat your people up because they're not where you need them to be. Understand that this is an earn while you learn proposition. People are going to be learning, and they're going to be earning. And as long as they stick it out, as long as you continue to water them and continue to give them the honor that they need, they will stick around long enough for them to become that fully grown plant. But at the beginning, you're not going to see the growth. Think about it. All of the growing that happens under the soil, sometimes we don't see that ever when we're planting a plant until that little sprout comes out of the ground. And guess what? Most of us give up on people before that sprout has come out of the ground. So we don't want to give up on people. We want to continue to nurture the friendships with them. We want to continue to build relationships with them, knowing that all of this will work because it's the sprout's germinating. I mean, it's the seed is germinating, and it's going to be a sprout soon. So you want to be a farmer, not a hunter. You want to treat people kindly. You want to treat them and nurture them and let them grow, and then lead them to all the tools that we have here in Purium. You don't have to convince people about Purium. They know how amazing Purium is. They know what an amazing program we do with Purium. All you have to do is continue to be their friend, develop that relationship with them, get them to the event. That's another great place where people will get watering. when you want to water your seeds, water your plants, is you need to learn how to get people to events. Learn how to influence them to get to events. Because when they get to events, they get all the information they need to continue growing. That's number four. Number five, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Again, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And my mentor, David Scaltetti, has taught me this over and over and over again. Sometimes we get overly excited. And again, we want to just tell people what we have. We want to get them started because we know that it can change their lives. But guess what? They don't know that. They don't know it yet. They're not as excited as we are. So we sometimes got to slow down to speed up. And even if you got somebody that you know would absolutely benefit from Purium, this amazing transformation, handing out gift cards, financial freedom, you need to show them that you care, because that's the best way to unlock somebody. And what's one of the best ways to show people that you care? It's by asking people questions. So I need you guys to get very comfortable with asking questions. So for instance, if you have a stay-at-home mom and you know that Purium would be great for her, let's say she's a good friend of yours, this would be an example of how to not ask questions and how to not show them that you care. You would go, "Hey, Susie, I think Purium would be great for you because you know you're at home all day with the kids, and I know that you've been trying to find a way to generate income, and I know that you would love to generate some extra income for your household, so I think Purium would be so great for you. So do you want to take a look at it?" Did we show Susie that we cared? Did we show Susie that we understood her situation? No, we didn't. We told her what we thought about her situation. We told. We didn't ask. In this case, people will never respond well with you. You're going to be stuck from square one. Rather, what you do is you ask them questions. You say, "Hey, Susie, I see that you're working so hard with the kids. How's it being at home with them? Are you able to balance your sanity?" And she's going to go, "Oh, I try to every single day, but it's hard." That, you know, sometimes we've been talking about maybe finding ways to generate an income from home. Are you still thinking about how you can generate an extra income for yourself? And then you're going to let her answer, and she's going to tell you about how she's been thinking about ways of generating an income for herself. And then you're going to ask her, you know, "What have you looked at up until now?" And she's going to tell you. Maybe she'll mention a couple of network marketing companies. Maybe she'll say Tupperware. Maybe she'll say she was thinking about getting a part-time job when her husband got home from work so she could bring in an extra income. Whatever the case is, you need to ask questions, because when you ask questions, number one, you show them that you care, but number two, it puts you in a much better position to be able to help them. And then when you ask that question, then you can ask, "Well, you know, I might have something that could potentially be an answer to you. Would it be okay if I could send you some info?" So you asked her if you could send her info after asking her two questions before that. So I like to call it question, 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 direction. You give people a couple of questions before you give them the direction, and it helps, because it helps show them that you care about who they are. And you know, asking questions is a skill. Not many of us have that skill. But if you can practice asking questions, you'll be able to show people that you care. And again, as this takeaway is, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Our next takeaway is, when you're up, call down. When you're down, call up. Now what that means is there's going to be days when you are up in this business, and there's going to be some days when you're down. You're actually going to have a lot of days when you're up, but the days when you're down, you're going to feel really down. I mean, you're building a business from scratch. Do you think anyone who would be building any kind of business would only have up days? Of course, it would be unrealistic to think that you would never have a down day. But the whole point of this is that when you're up and you're feeling great, that's when you definitely want to be in your down team, working with your down team, and, you know, getting in with them, motivating them, helping to do calls with them, do team calls with them. But on your down days, definitely be careful about your interaction with your team, because you don't want to bring your team down either. No matter, you know, if you got into the business just 2 weeks before your team, if you're their up team, they actually do look to you for support. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to be some crazy superwoman holding everything together for them. That's not the case at all. But what this means is that they do look up to you to an extent, So don't turn down to them and complain to them about your bad day, especially if sometimes you may have a bad day with something to do with the business. Don't complain to them, because every single day they're trying to fight their own insecurities. They're trying to fight through their own limiting beliefs while building their business. They really don't need to hear your limiting beliefs. It's not your job to turn to your downline to support you when you're feeling down, but it is your job to turn to your upline. So when you're having a bad day, I need you to feel comfortable to go to your upline and complain. It's okay. That's what we're here for, because we sure don't want you complaining downline. So when you're up, call down. When you're down, call up. Next, it doesn't matter what works. It only matters what duplicates. Again, it doesn't matter what works. It only matters what duplicates. This comes from the book GoPro, written by Eric Ray. He's a network marketing professional, and he's done amazing, amazing work out there for the many of us that understand that what we do is a profession. I mean, network marketing is a profession. So, you know, what we do in network marketing is we help people do consistent, pointed steps over a period of time that'll help them reach their goals. So what does this mean? It doesn't matter what works. It only matters what duplicates. That means you want to keep it so super simple that anybody can do it. So super simple. Everything you do, you want to ask yourself, is this so super simple? Is what I'm doing right now what my team members would be doing? Is what I'm encouraging somebody to do right now what I would encourage everybody to do? Is what I'm doing right now, is that duplicable? So for instance, let's say you're going to have a healthy happy hour, and let's say you're going to go cater food because you want to make sure everybody's prepared. Let's say you're going to go paint your house because you need your house to be so super beautiful. Let's say you're going to go buy new furniture because you want your house to be like top of the line when people come in for that healthy happy hour. And let's say you get your best crystal out and it's just spick and span and everything is just flawless. In your mind, you may think that that's what you need to do, and maybe you can do it, but is it duplicable? No, it's not. So what are you going to do for your healthy happy hour? You're going to keep it simple. If you want to have something to eat there, you're going to keep it to just maybe some fruits, cut up fruits, or maybe a vegetable platter, because can anybody do cut fruits in a vegetable platter? Yes, anybody can. Are you going to buy new furniture? No, because you're not going to make people think that they have to buy new furniture. What about if your healthy happy hour goes on for 5-6 hours all the way to the wee hours of the night because everybody's talking and everybody's getting deep and all of that? I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm not saying that that's not great to build community, but I'm saying that that doesn't duplicate if you're going to call that a healthy happy hour. So you want to keep it as simple as possible. And sometimes you're going to have team members that may be starting, and they might be like, hey, I'm going to have this whole big shebang for my healthy happy hour. I'm going to, you know, decorate my whole house and turn this into a huge party. Well, are they going to be able to do that every single week? Of course not. So I want you to remember, it doesn't matter what works. It only matters what duplicates. You want to keep it super simple, super low-key, because everyone can do simple, low-key, and fun. And fun is bringing us to the party. What is bringing your energy to the party? Next takeaway, find what works. Wash, rinse, repeat. Find what works. Wash, rinse, repeat. Guys, this is a business of finding what works and doing it over and over and over again. Now, that's pretty much your goal, is you need to find what works for you, your lifestyle, with you building this pyramid business. We all come from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different places, different experiences. So, of course, we have our game plan. And with our game plan, we go public, ask the magic question, move them through the tools, enroll, and get them started right. Now, that's the basis of our system, the basis of our system. However, I want you to think creatively within the basis of that system. I want you to use your creative thinking. I mean, I'm here on an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and my friend Kim is all the way over in New York City. I mean, are we going to do things a little differently? Yeah, of course we are. We're different people that come from different walks of life. So I encourage you to think creatively within our system. Find what works. That's the key. How do you find what works? How do you know what works? Check your back office. If your back office is showing points, then it's working. But if you're doing something over and over and you look in your back office and it's not showing points, then maybe you got to change it up. But the key to this takeaway is that when you find what works, you want to do it over and over and over and over. So here's a simple thing for you to look at right now. You've got your first 24 to 48 hours. You want to make sure that your brand new team member gets the getting started training, the fast start game plan training within the first 24 to 48 hours. Can you do that? Of course you can. Within the first 24 to 48 hours, you make sure every single team member on your team is getting the fast start game plan training. Then in their first 7 days, their first week, you want to help them get their first gift card redeemed. Can you do that? Of course you can. Is it always as simple as telling them, go get that gift card redeemed? No, it's not. But you got to find what works and wash, rinse, and repeat. So you want to get everybody their first gift card redeemed in their first week, their first 7 days. And then we have 10 days. By the 10th day, you want to make sure they understand our system. They understand the game plan. They understand how to add people to the Facebook Healthy Happy Hour group or prospecting groups. You want them to understand how to do a three-way call. You want to get them to Healthy Happy Hours, plugging into Healthy Happy Hours, or even having their own Healthy Happy Hours. But by the 10th day, you want to make sure that they're up to speed on what the system is. And then by their 30th day, you want to make them reach the 10 club. The 10 club means having 10 premier members, the 10 club. And if they do that, they'll have $500 in their first month. Can you imagine how happy they'd be with $500 in their first month? Find what works, wash, rinse, and repeat. Next takeaway, get up, get over it, get going. The three G's. Again, it's get up, get over it, and get going. You are building your business. You are building your dreams. You're asking the universe for the moon and beyond. I mean, you want to be a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month earner? Well, don't think that it's going to be a smooth ride. It's going to be a fun ride, but you're definitely going to have to prove to life that you really want this. So there's going to be some hiccups you come across. There's going to be some roadblocks, and you're going to get tripped up, and you're going to fall at times. But you want to right now commit to yourself that whatever happens, your dreams are greater than any obstacles you trip over. So you want to get up, get over it, and get going. And the last takeaway that I'm going to leave with you is the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. Every single takeaway has to do with you getting up and getting going in your business. You don't have to get it right. You just got to get it started. You want to crawl before you walk, walk before you run. You want to farm. You want to show people that you care by asking questions. You want to duplicate, wash, rinse, and repeat. You want to stick to the system so closely, because you're going to be the example to all of your team members. So if you say, well, you know, I'm going to just kind of wait for people to come and approach me before I get started, guess what? Don't be surprised when your people, your team members, end up doing nothing. Or if you're going to sit back and you're going to say, well, you know, I added a whole bunch of people to the Facebook group, so I'm just kind of waiting for them to get back to me. Guess what? Speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. Don't be surprised when you have team members that end up sitting down and waiting for people. Well, you know, I'm kind of embarrassed, so I don't think I want to get up and talk in front of anybody at a Healthy Happy Hour. Well, guess what? Don't be surprised when your team leaders don't step up either. You want to be that example to your team leaders. The speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. So whenever you're feeling like you're questioning yourself, like maybe you're feeling like you're hearing those self-limiting thoughts, you just want to tell yourself, I'm going to go at the speed that I want my team to go at. And you got to remember your goals and your dreams and your whys, because you got to remember that your goals and your dreams and your whys are all bigger than any limiting beliefs that you have. I want to thank everyone for being on this call today. We did have a bit of technical difficulties. I want to thank my 4-star crown, Jerilyn, for hosting this call and helping me out with the beginning part of this call. You guys, my name is Brandi Shinoto. I'm a royal crown with our company, Perium. And I'm actually going to be doing a series of boot camps. If you're interested in digging deep within yourself, if you're interested in releasing limiting beliefs, if you're interested in breaking through, I encourage you to go to that email that our company just set out and register for one of my boot camps. I'm going to have two coming up in California. One's going to be on Wednesday from 9 to 3 or 9:30 to 3:30, and then I'm going to have one on Friday. Excuse me, not this Wednesday, next Wednesday and the next Friday. That's going to be from 8 to 2. So go check out that email that's coming up. We've been having a lot of fun with this boot camp. Oh, my goodness. We have an amazing time. This boot camp is going to really teach you how to bring the greatness out of you, because when it comes down to it, success is not an accident. Success is a choice. And we're going to face that on that day, and we're going to help you break through so that you can attract amazingness to your business. Thank you so much to everyone on this call. I want you to take care. Aloha, and have a super awesome and amazing day. Bye-bye.